League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers. There are jewelry stores, then there's Zadok's. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, it's a Thursday on The Usual Suspects. It is beautiful outside and it's gorgeous inside because the band is back together once again. Nick back in studio, Barry and myself from our humble abodes as we get ready to entertain you for the next 3 hours on The Suspects on 97.5. Fellas, what's going on?
What's happening? What's up, people?
How's everything?
Welcome back, Nicholas.
How you guys doing? How was the show yesterday? How was Way Back Wednesday?
I won. I didn't know if you guys knew that, but I won. So I just to throw that out there.
Didn't see that.
Just FYI.
Just another day of self-proclaiming wins, Nick. That's what we're getting down to.
I mean, you know.
It sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, did I lose? Do you guys have any statistical data to prove I lost? Okay.
Basically the question should be, are you a loser? That's easier to answer.
Did I lose, Joel? Do you have any data? No.
Yep.
Guess who won?
Now you're a data guy.
There might be data. I'm too lazy to collect it and see whether or not you really won. So they're
that's
really
what I'm taking advantage of, Nick. That's what I'm hoping for.
There actually may be data. I'm just my big ass ain't gonna go and get it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody actually tweeted about it. I don't think it moved the needle. Most people.
Well, I don't think we tweeted about it, did we?
No, I didn't see anything that went out. We mentioned our list on there. I mean, we talked about the list on there. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I know
but
people
it was
heard
more
it.
Or less for the point of the theme, I think, than anything else. So, what's up?
Well, I remember yesterday while we were on air, I got a charge to my Amex for $200 from Amazon. So, I had to mark that as, suspicious. So, I just said, well, let me know when it posts. And they did. And sure enough, it's not mine. So, now I don't know who's out there with my Amex card or if it was a mistake. But I had to tell them this isn't my charge, and I'm not paying this, so we'll see what happens.
Nick,
but
Nick, that's just a little heads up. Don't use that card anymore.
Yeah, you guys don't use that. Don't use that number if you have it. It's not good.
Yeah, once you get done with that, Nick, just move on to the next one momentarily, and then we'll get you another one when he gets it all clear.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened to me because I have, like, I'm not going to lie, like 6 credit cards on file. Like 2 bank accounts and like 3 credit cards on file with Amazon. So I'm surprised that hasn't happened with me.
Really? You keep them? I just have the one and it's the Amex because that's easy to, like, it's so easy on an Amex to go, nope, that's not mine. And then they just go, okay. And then they don't pay it.
Lisa's great about checking our stuff. Yeah. Because she is always using her credit cards and buying stuff online. So she is constantly getting her stuff swooped in on where she has to. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely worth keeping an eye on, especially because you have the luxury of doing it online and she does. But yeah, it's something you got to watch these days. I mean, we talked about the fact that when we were just getting ready to do Barry's YouTube chat and the fact that, we both had issues because people just decided to get into our accounts. Like I had never set up a Skype account under my name with my email address. And I logged in, they said, welcome back. I was like, welcome back? Then I found it was some chick's name using email, and I had to go and do all this back-checking to make sure they hadn't made any charges or done anything with it. And I'm like, what the hell is that? Took an hour and a half to get the thing set up because people were purging all his stuff or doing messing with his stuff. So it's like it's crazy out there.
It's wild. You got to be careful.
Speaking of that, Barry, did you see the story today? Crazy story out of Midtown. They may be the people that are involved in getting your stuff. They busted a townhouse in Midtown. They got three of the people they caught. Three of the other people are on the loose. They caught them for fraud, fake checks, money laundering, counterfeit money. And when they went in to make the bust, their neighbors were freaking the hell out. They had like 10 cops. They had guns drawn. They did all these things. The people inside had fraudulent checks and stuff lined up from increments of $25,000 and up, and then had all guns loaded and had bazookas.
What?
And
hold on.
Oh, my God.
Bazookas?
They had a bazooka, Barry.
You are ready to die. When you got a bazooka, you're like, you know what?
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm like, I'm not taking this. I'm going out literally with a bang. If anybody raids this house, I'm not shooting you in the leg with a 45 caliber. I don't even have a Desert Eagle. I got a bazooka, bro. Bring it.
That's so they interviewed the neighbor, and I don't blame him. He's like, we have to move. After seeing all this and all the cops outside, we are going to move. And
where like, in Midtown was it?
Because, I used to live in Midtown, and they didn't give the address. But it was a newer-looking townhouse, too. I'm like, man, Midtown's changing. That's crazy to me.
They definitely have Barry's Amex card, no question. That's the people you should be calling right
man,
now.
Man, them sons of bitches, them. I swear, if they – oh. There's few things I detest more than a thief. Now, I mean, we've gone over this before. Rapes, murders, child molesters. And then thieves. I feel like it's, you know, they're up there. Top four, top five, all-time awful people. Like, why do you steal other people's stuff? That's just so, I don't know. It just is infuriating.
They're really good at it, though. I mean, if they had all kinds of stuff like that, that's not mm-hmm. petty theft.
Well, we've all been victims of thievery. I don't think there's – I would be curious to see if anyone – and listening to this program has ever not had anything stolen. And I don't care what it is. A bike as a kid, something out of your locker in high school.
Right.
Like, everybody's had a thief take something from them. And it's just, it's BS, man. It's like, come on, dog. You could, go sell drugs. At least you're like, all right, if you want to buy drugs, I'll sell you drugs. You want to ruin your life? Cool. I'll sell it to you. But why you got to be a dick and just take people's stuff?
Should have waited till the 3 o'clock hour to say that.
Why?
Oh, that's right. We can't. There's no school.
Yeah. Oh, go sell drugs. Career advice. And now it's time for career advice with Barry Laminate. Man, get up off your lazy ass and go sell drugs. I'm not suggesting that people sell drugs, Nick. I was just saying,
kind of sounded like you were suggesting that. You're encouraging people to sell drugs.
No, I'm damn it. Let me. I'm saying if you're going to be a thief, I would rather you be a drug dealer than a thief. Don't be either, but if you had to be one, be a drug dealer.
Oh, wait. Tell me. Okay, and I get that. All right, I get that. That's fine. But while we're at it, can I just say this because you reminded me of something else, Barry? I was watching the news last night, and of course, in the West University area, you know that they are extra sensitive and really on high alert. So they actually caught three guys stealing cars two nights ago, right? They were trying to steal multiple cars. They caught them. They put them in the back of squads. They took them to the sheriff's department. Sheriff's department let them go.
Oh, no.
I was like, what the hell? They were like, yep, since they're first-time offenders and they're nonviolent, since they didn't have guns, when they were trying to steal all the cars, they're free to go. And the Westview Police Department was like, we can only do so much, and at a certain point, it's out of our control. I'm like, okay, time out. I mean, like you said, drug dealers, things like that. Look, as long as there's not guns involved, or if you're just smoking some weed, fine. Don't arrest them. But you just caught three guys red-handed trying to steal people's automobiles, and you said, y'all don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. Get out of here. I don't get that.
Wow. That's that's pretty bad. Come on. Like, I get it. You don't want people in jail right now because of COVID. But I feel like you should start. Like, if you got busted selling weed, all right, you know what? Well, we're going to come check on you in 6 months. And if you're still doing it, we'll probably arrest you again. But if thieves and up, nah, man. If you get COVID, that's what your ass gets. Guess what? Next time, don't steal cars.
I couldn't agree more.
You know what?
I'm not going to feel sorry for guys jailed that did something wrong like that if they get the COVID.
This is going to be controversial, way more than go get a job as a drug dealer. But I would almost be like, you know what? Okay, you stole some stuff. I'm going to cough in your face. Maybe you get COVID. Maybe not. I don't know. If they gave COVID to thieves and murderers and rapists and pedophiles, that wouldn't hurt my feelings.
The germaphobe is advocating for this. The germaphobe of all people.
Yeah. You know what? Don't steal. Okay. How about that? No, we're not going to give you the death penalty, but we'll give you the COVID virus. That's what you get. If you steal, you get COVID. It's not that we're going to let you go so you don't get it. We're going to lock you up and give it to you. It just jerks, man.
That may be going a little far. Like if they get it while incarcerated,
what?
One thing. If you spoon feed it to them, that's a little bit much.
There's nothing wrong with giving someone a little bit of COVID. There's no, if they're a thief, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong at all.
Put them in jail and play Jerry Reinsdorf roulette where jail and give them a bottle with 9-10 pills in. 9 of the pills, you're going to be okay. The other one's got the COVID. You just go ahead, take your shot, and we'll see how it turns out.
Guys, breaking news here. I'm watching a fire truck pull onto my street. I don't know what the hell is going on here.
Oh, no.
Is there a house on? Do I need to run? What is this? Oh, you know what this is? Okay, now see. Everybody's getting – this must be somebody's birthday. You know how they've been doing that where if somebody has a birthday or an anniversary or something like that, then people get in a caravan of cars and drive by their house and wave and yell happy birthday?
Mm-hmm.
They got the fire truck out here doing that with them.
Oh, but you know what? They don't. That's cool. I mean, I've seen a lot of first responders be involved in a lot of those parades, so I'm not going to poo-poo on that.
That's insane, though. I didn't know what the hell. I was like, whose house is on fire? I'm running. Gotta go, guys. Bye. Sorry. I'm not going to be doing radio as my house burns down around me.
But why not?
Where's my dedication to the show?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, we've overcome a lot of stuff, but we can't. You got to get over the fact that your priorities are still out of whack.
Crisis averted. Wow, that was crazy. I was like, what the hell's going on here for a second? All these cars. Are you guys like that? If you see cars in your street that you don't recognize, you're like, what is this? What is this? What is this? Why is this car out here? Who's this? What is
this? There's no doubt about it. There's absolutely no doubt about it.
I am that old man.
Dude, I was up on the ladder last night fixing some of the wiring on the back of my garage, and this guy circled in a pickup truck with his window down and, like, slow rolled my house twice and was looking in the driveway, and I was just like, hey, you got a problem? What are you looking at? And he started, I was like, I'm here, and he just drove off.
Do you like that, Nick?
I'm not to that extent, but the reason why it makes me weary is because in front of my house there's no houses. You know what I mean? So it's easier to pinpoint when someone is like suspicious,
up to nefarious,
yeah,
doings.
Yeah, but I don't initiate conversations. Joel's a bigger man than I am.
Well, no, I didn't do that. Like, if I see a car, what I do a lot of times is I try to intimidate. You know, because I'm a very intimidating person. So what I'll do is, like, because I'll be on the couch, I can see through the glass of my front door, and I'll see a car drive by and either slow down or stop. I'll just get up and walk outside and walk into the middle of the driveway in the front yard and just stare at them. And then they usually just leave. But I think that's probably a little excessive. But what can I say? I'm an old man. Who cares?
You walk out there with a bat or?
I'm not going to lie. A couple of times when it's been really, really creepy, I've gone and walked out there with my gun, but I'm not holding it. I keep it in my waistband or something.
What's the most deadly tool you could use from, like, all your lawn care tools? Like, what?
I have an axe. Would that work? Or a chainsaw? I have both of those. I could get my axe or my chainsaw. Or I could just weed whack them, which sounds like I would they would tip me at the end, but that's not what that means. So
you can get out on the driveway and ask them what their problem is.
And I hate you. So
I'm we'll not... be back. Just getting started. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. You can call that number. Text that number. Hit us on Twitter at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Together, we are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
Loaded, ready, rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Suspects, Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Thursday. Hope everybody's doing well out there. Get outside if you can. Enjoy the gorgeous weather. The next 2 days is supposed to be low humidity and temperature in the low 80s. This morning, a fantastic 50-some degrees. Took the dogs for a walk, put a light sweatshirt on going, now this I can get used to if we had that every day. But they said the humidity is rolling in by the weekend, and, of course, we'll be swamped with sweat. So
maybe have to get out there now and get some yard work done before the humidity rolls back in.
Today and tomorrow, sir, would be your best bet. Yeah,
I'll knock it out. Hey, I real quick, I just wanted to touch on this story that I happened across. It doesn't take long, but Kendall Jenner, you know, has had several acquaintances in the NBA that she's been with, I guess.
The whole family really has, yeah.
But so somebody, this dude named Zach's Funeral on TikTok made a tweet, actually. Zach's Funeral on Twitter. He tweeted out and he put NBA players passing around Kendall Jenner. And it was just a video of these dudes in a room. They were like, I guess they're playing with their little sister or but they're throwing her from, you know, person to person. Pretty funny. And that's what he was saying. It was like, this is Kendall Jenner in the NBA. She saw the tweet because somebody said maybe she's passing them around. She saw this and responds, they act like I'm not in full control of where I throw this cooch. Kendall Jenner is a gangster.
Saw that.
Bro, that is so gangster and funny. And like, she I mean, because, you know, they're trying to, they call it slut shaming, I guess. They're trying to slut shame her or whatever. She was like, no. I'm in full control of what I do here. Props to her for, because we were talking about this earlier, about how, you know, sometimes you got to roll with the punches and just deal with, you know, dumb people. And sometimes you got to call people out. That was perfect. I mean, good for her for standing up for herself. And because a lot of times people would suggest, oh, you shouldn't say anything. You shouldn't respond. You're bigger than that. You're better than that. Sometimes you got to check a bitch. And that's exactly what she did. That was awesome.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, it's a family trait, isn't it? I mean, you think about it. Kim married Chris Humphries. And Chloe had James Harden, Lamar Odom, and a baby with Tristan Thompson. And Kendall's gone from what? Ben Simmons to Devin Booker now is her latest.
Blake Griffin, Kyle Kuzma, Jordan Clarkson. Yeah.
All with Kendall Jenner?
Yeah.
Ooh, boy, I didn't know that laundry list.
She's dated Ben Simmons, Blake Griffin, Kyle Kuzma, and Jordan Clarkson, and now she's been seen with Sun star Devin Booker. So, hence the, NBA players passing Kendall around, and her response was just, mwah!
It was a good response. And, by the way, she's a billionaire.
Oh, yeah. Keep talking that trash. You're talking trash to a billionaire. She cares not about your scrubby opinion.
Now, of the Jenner girls associated related to the Kardashians, is the other Jenner girl as popular and famous?
Kylie,
because there were two sisters,
One of them's a model.
There's Kylie
right?
and Kendall, right?
Right.
And they're both very wealthy and very successful?
Yes.
Kylie, I think, especially because of that makeup line.
The cosmetics line, yeah.
Yeah. So
Kendall Jenner's net worth, That's awfully low.
What is it?
18 mil.
So Kendall's definitely just the model.
Yeah, I guess.
Kylie's the makeup mogul as well.
She's the one worth a billion.
Okay.
Yeah, Kylie's the one worth a billion. Kendall is the one that's, I guess, the model that's worth 18 mil. I still ain't sad for her if she's worth 18 million.
No, that's nothing to sneeze at. But at the same time, I mean, when you put that next to Kim, and I don't know how successful Khloe is, and I guess keeping up with the Kardashians, they all get equal compensation, but they've made a good share of money.
Damn, they did my dog Kanye dirty. Okay, so there's this article, because I quickly Googled Kendall Jenner net worth, Kylie Jenner net worth. There's an article on Bazaar. It says, here's how much every member of the Kardashian-Jenner family is worth. And then it says Kylie Jenner is the youngest billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Kardashian West is worth $72 million. Caitlyn Jenner is worth $100 million. Khloe Kardashian is worth $40 million. Kris Jenner is worth $37.5 million. You know, so they go through all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, they list Kanye West as a member of the Kardashians. If I'm Kanye, I'm like, no. I'm married into this.
Yeah, that's not
you,
right.
You don't get to do that.
Now what did they say he's worth?
See, this is old because I think he just hit a bill.
And
because
he
it says
corrected
his net worth is $150 million.
He corrected it. They came out and said he's now a billionaire, and they gave the number as $1.4 billion. And he went, no, fam, close, but try more like three.
Yeah.
Three plus bill. And wow. So there was he discrepted it, but at the same time, he didn't deny he's a billionaire, but he said he was three times over.
Well, I don't believe that. But, I mean, he did charge $100 for a T-shirt. But the one thing that they talked about, and I didn't know this, but for his Yeezy collaboration with
yes.
Adidas, they pay him a per shoe royalty of 15% on wholesale.
Yep.
That's crazy.
That's part of the reason why they said that he was worth what he was worth. They said just the Yeezy aspect of it alone with the shoes was a huge revenue source for him.
They even have Travis Scott in this article, which is pretty ridiculous to lump him in as a member of the Kardashian-Jenner family.
Well, they are associated by child.
Oh, yeah, but that's not – I just don't think of that's the same. Like, you can't marry into that and then be lumped into it. You're in it by marriage, but you're not a Kardashian or a Jenner. She's a Scott or a West. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not the same to me. But they have Tristan Thompson in here. They were reaching. Yeah, they were definitely reaching. Oh, they do have Rob Kardashian. How is he worth $10 million? That's ridiculous.
But he ate five of it, didn't he?
See.
I'm just saying. I mean, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen. I mean, in the early years, the guy was just, you know, skinny. And then all of a sudden, like, just like that. I mean, he's
not hot, and he's got baby mom issues. I don't think he's going to be worth as
you're
much.
You're not getting. I'm not saying anything because judge not, lest you be judged. Here I am in quarantine, bro. I just had pizza where I got after it. Not a Totino's pizza. We ordered pizza, so yeah, I'm not judging.
Nick, nobody. I'm afraid if we go back in the studio, that Barry's
I'm
not going to
be
fit
so
in the
fat.
Blue chair.
I'm gonna be so fat. Oh my god, so fat. Although I'm
doing
decent at maintaining. I'm not really. I haven't gained any more. In fact, I think I may have lost a pound or two, just because I'm trying not to eat as many times a day, and I stopped buying snacks. There's no zebra cakes in the house. There's no nutty bars in the house. There's no Nutter Butters, no Oreos, and I was getting after it on all that stuff. And when it run out, I'd buy more. So
did you weigh yourself? Before you cut yourself off, did you weigh yourself after all the snack binging? Because I know
you
weigh yourself frequently.
Yeah, I had gotten up to like 208.5.
Okay.
Now, mind you, right before quarantine started, I had for a brief moment gotten down to 199. So I'm about 205.5 right now. I was 205.5 this morning. So I managed to get it in check and get back down to a reasonable of weight. I still would love to be back at 180, but that's so far off. That is not even an attainable goal. Although I did sign up for the 10 for Texas in October. I'm rolling my niece Mandy, so she's a big time runner. And she's like, will you do it with me? And at first I was like, no. And then I was like, man, get your fat ass up off the couch and go run that race. Redeem yourself. Because that's the one where I was running it, and I was so out of shape that I got passed by an old lady.
So oh, like, Nick and I will be there for that. If you stay in your current condition and try and run that thing, Nick and I will be following on bikes just to get good video of when, like...
Man, Nick's fat ass ain't getting on no bike. You crazy.
It's been a minute.
He's gonna follow
it's
me in his
minute.
Car, bro. He's going to follow me in the car with a window down. Come on now.
I'm just saying, if you get some older lady on AARP that goes whooping by you...
She did, though,
we
bro.
Got, we're
so
going to have to get some video of that.
Yeah. It was so embarrassing, man. Oh, my gosh.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. It's just the first half hour of The Usual Suspects. Plenty more to get to. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, you should join us. HR&P listener line is open, 713-780-3776. Call or text that number. You could also hit us up on Twitter. Before we go to the break, I want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. They're great sponsors of the show, and we love them. We love the fact that they also sponsor SportsMap, but right now they're doing something even better for the listeners and the people of Houston. If you have minor roof repairs that you're in need of getting done and you just are in a tough position and can't pay for them, Fitz Roofing's going to do it for free. They're going to be out there trying to service the community. They've got plenty of guys on staff that they want to keep busy and employed, so they're going to send them out free, no obligation inspections. 832-521-3001. You call them and they come to you, tell you what they can do. If it's minor, they're going to do it for free as a gesture to show just how committed they are to you, the people of Houston, Texas. You can also go online at fitzroofing.com. But just a great, great gesture by the Fitz family. 832-521-3001. Get them out there today. Free, no obligation inspection. If it's minor work, they're probably going to do it for free. It's just another way they give back to this community. They got the best ratings in the business, A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. You need to call Fitz Roofing. I'm telling you, I've told you, and I will tell you again, Fitz Roofing keeps doing it by making a difference one home at a time.
Chill.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back half hour in, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Thursday in the big city. The band is again back together. It is Barry, Nick, and myself as we roll through a bunch of stuff as we entertain you till 4 p.m. Just looking at some of the headlines and news, fellas. Updates on when we get back to basics and start playing sports again, as we've been talking about. Out of the NBA, R.C. Buford, the general manager of the Spurs, has just come out and said that after getting off a conference call this morning with all team presidents, every intention is that they will again get back to basketball. He didn't give a specific date, but at least there's some encouraging news. You hope that's the case. And also out of the NFL, news is breaking that they are leaving the potential when they release the schedule next week of opening up Saturdays. And if college football isn't playing, the NFL is once again going to take full advantage of all the attention that they have gotten so far by being the only sport up and running with activity. They want to play Saturdays and Sundays if college football isn't back to playing games, so that they can get coverage, exposure, TV, and all of their games get more attention nationally. So your thoughts on any of that?
I think it's I don't know. I still stand by the old I'm cautiously optimistic. I don't want to rush it, but I really want it back. And I'm still team medical experts. I know that we can hear from Spurs fans or Spurs folks or people in front offices. And man, at the end of the day, if the medical folks thinks it's okay, or if you know, even if it's just the players, but they're still, hey, because you got to remember, man, even if players go play, there's still chances of them spreading it to their loved ones who spread it to their friends and loved ones and so on and so forth. So I'm just whatever. I want sports back, but I want it back safely. That's just where I stand on it, and I'm not changing that.
And I know you've been good about pointing out both sides, especially when they start trying to loosen up some of these stay-at-home regulations and retail establishments and everything else. But I've been on the side of border on play the safe route, because this one's not one to mess around with. And the last thing you want is for us to have a second bout of this where we get another wave of just a ton of cases and a lot of, a lot of fatalities, things we just don't want to see. You got to be hyper sensitive and careful as they continue to do these kind of things to make sure that they're doing everything the right way. That's all I'm concerned about. No one wants to get back to where we were and back to normal more than me, but I'm with you, man. I don't want to rush too quickly and then have you know, another big, you know, negative rush of cases come up.
Because it's one of those things where, look, I get it. We're living without sports, and it's driving us all crazy, and we want sports. But I know at some point they're going – it's not like the rest of – there's no more sports ever again. We just got to get this figured out as a community, and by that I mean as a nation, as a people, as a right. planet. We got to get this figured out. And I think we're smart enough. This isn't the first thing that's ravaged, a civilization. Our people have gone through stuff like this before and come out the other side, and we're lucky enough to live our 45 or whatever years on this planet without having to go through anything like this, and now 75. We do. And when it's done, we'll come through the other side okay. But so my thing is yes, I miss it, and yes, I want it, but it's not like it's never going to happen again. So I'm on, all right, if I just have to be patient, I can do that. I can just be patient until we get sports back.
Well, the good news is now
– that unnecessarily.
The FDA is making an exception, an emergency passage, it looks like, of medication that if you are deathly ill from the coronavirus, they now have a medication that will make you markedly better very quickly. It's not going to be a vaccine. It's not going to be – something that completely cures you immediately, but the FDA is going to approve this, that if you're in dire straits on a ventilator or in really tough, tough circumstances in a hospital, if you take this drug, it is definitely supposed to make you better and quite rapidly. So that's encouraging. But again, until they have a vaccine, until they have answers, so that more answers than questions, let's put it that way. I would just prefer everybody to follow as much of the safety guidelines as they can and the social distancing and not rush it. Don't rush it, because, it's all fun and games until you get it or someone you love or care about gets it. I mean, Barry, you mentioned it the other day. I mean, when you start talking about people that we know very well, like Pink Valkyrie, all of a sudden it's like one of our loyalist mm-hmm. of loyal suspects that's a friend of the station that we've known a long time, and all of a sudden I see her tweet and I go, whoa. Wait a minute. It kind of changes everything even more, because you want to say that you were being diligent about it and paying attention to it and really respecting it previous. But if you get a friend or a family member that gets it, man, it ramps it all up by times 100.
Yeah, it really does. And it kind of, because it's not real until it's in your immediate circle, right? And that's
right,
just, that's human nature. Like, you see stuff and you're like, oh yeah, that's sad, that's tragic, but it doesn't have an impact on you until you're like, oh damn, my mom has it, or my kid has it, or my grandmother has it, or my aunt, or whatever. And then you're like, I don't know why those all had to be women, by the way. My uncle, dad, okay, you happy? Well,
you're sexist.
Then you're like, oh crap, this is a thing. This is a real. Before, it just seemed like something you just watched on the news and went, well, now I'm inconvenienced. And then if somebody in your family gets it and almost dies or dies from it, it changes your entire perspective on what this is all about. So I just think people have to keep that in mind, that even though you may not be being directly impacted by it right now, it's still serious, and we still have yep. to do our part. And I know there are going to be people that text the show. I know there are going to be people that tweet me, well, how come I've never met anybody with it? There are 60,000 people that have died from it in this country. Stop acting like, because you don't know any of those 60,000, that those deaths aren't real and that those lives didn't matter. Because it's the most ridiculous argument in all of this. Well, I don't know anybody with the coronavirus.
Well, Barry, the other thing that you'll end up telling them is when you start associating with real people in person instead of porn stars online, you will understand that you will know a lot more people that could come in contact with it. That's one of the things you have to point out.
I'm
sorry. I didn't mean to blow your whole hobby out of the water.
Yeah,
but
Friday, I have Alice Little on. Come on now. Don't.
Oh, yeah. How'd Raheel go last night?
Don't do that. Oh, it was great, man. It was great. Ton of fun, as you would expect with Raheel. He's outstanding. So it went really well. Yeah. Good times.
Good.
We got into some pretty deep stuff. Not as deep as you and I went.
Yeah.
But we talked about some things and that has happened to him. So it was great, man. It was a lot of fun.
That's good.
Very fun.
Yeah. All right. So make sure you check out Barry's YouTube channel and check out those live chats. Nick's up and shucks. Mine's up, and there's lots of people out there doing it. So check those out. Also, when we start talking about businesses opening up, tomorrow's going to be a big day for the city of Houston as the malls are going to reopen. It's going to be crazy times because restaurants are going to allow seating indoors and people to dine in as well as to take out. And we always give a lot of props to those people that have been associated with us. And one of the big ones is Twin Peaks. And we've told you, for all the fun and games that you guys have had at Twin Peaks and how much fun you've had when you enjoyed going to a Twin Peaks to watch sports and hang out and talk to the Twin Peaks girls and get that great food and beverage and just that homemade feel in the kitchen. They need you as well as you need them. So as they're going to be opening up for in-restaurant dining as well as takeout, I encourage you to hit one of those six locations of Twin Peaks, particularly the five located in the Houston area, because they need you just as much as you always love to go to see them. They're going to do 25% seating capacity. Tables and seats are going to be moved so that they do safe social distancing. They're going to be offering PPE for all their staff, masks and gloves, so you don't have to worry about that. They're also doing body temperature screening. People with a 99.5 temperature or higher are not going to be allowed in the restaurant. That includes vendors, staff, and customers. They're doing multiple sanitation stations throughout the restaurants, sidewalk markers outside so you can keep 6 feet apart and get your food if you want to do takeout. They've got everything covered for you so you can cover them by coming in, getting some of that great food, and really basically saying thank you for all the times you've had a good time at Twin Peaks. Check them out. There's all the different locations in Houston, you know, from Kirby to Shenandoah, Webster to Kirkwood. They're going to be open for you starting tomorrow. Check them out. It's going to be a good time at Twin Peaks. We're going to be back with a whole lot more, guys, so hang in there. It's the first hour of The Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
ESPN 97.5 is your home for Texas A&M Athletics. Catch all the football and basketball action right here as the Aggies make their way through the SEC. Only on ESPN 97.5. Giga Mags. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Suspects, rolling through hour one of the three-hour show. Barry, Nick, and Joel here. Hopefully you are listening there, wherever you are, and allowing us to entertain you. Barry, you got social media stuff to check on?
Yeah, I was going to tell you, somebody texted the show and wanted to know, does Fitz Roofing work in Beaumont? So you might pass that along or grab the number out of the text
line. I would
say,
832-521-3001. Give them a call. And worst they can say is no.
Right? I'm bringing them out, man. I got to get – I had a leak from Harvey that I thought had gone away, but I think it might be back. So I got to get Fitz out here to take a gander at the roof over the garage and make sure everything is kosher out there. One other text message. I'm switching to 6'10 again from 11 to 4. Charlie has East Coast bias, and Barry thinks he's funny, and he isn't. Come on, man. Step up your game, guys. Here's the thing about a text like this. I hope you enjoyed the attention that you just got, because that's why you sent that. You know why? Most normal people, if they don't like something they hear, they just change the channel. Not your punk ass. You wanted to send a text because you wanted attention, and you think, I'm going to be sad or care. Bye. See you at 4. Go. Like, Raheel and I talked about this last night. He's like, I don't even mess with the text line because it's so toxic and people just want to bitch and complain. And the thing we talked about is, I don't make the jokes for you, sir. I do what I think is funny. And if you like it, great. And if you don't, you don't. But you're the one that felt like you had to text to let me know you didn't like it. Just change the channel. It's that simple. Like it was amazing. We really got Rahil and I really got into that discussion about it. And it was like, I admire him because he's like, man, I don't mess with the text line. I don't argue with people on Twitter. I was like, oh, me and Joel and Nick, all three, we have this thing. We'll all argue with people on Twitter. We don't care. He goes, I know. He goes, Lance does it too. I just don't do it because it would drive me insane. I'm like, yeah. Problem is I think all three of us fall into this category. I can't just sit back and not say anything. Like, if you're going to be a jerk, you're going to have to at least hear from me. Like, it's so hard to not say something. I got to get better at that. But there, you got your attention, Texter. Bye. We'll see you at 4. I'm not
speaking
sad
of that.
By it.
Was my boy Sam following you guys last night on the chat?
See, I have no idea. They want to know, does Fitz Roofing do fences? Call them, people. Just call them.
Dude, last time I checked, it wasn't Fitz fencing. But what? I don't know. What? I mean, exactly. But
yeah, it's also not Pac-Man Joel with a gay. So please don't try that on Twitter. It's not going to work. Okay.
Okay. Now I'm going to let you just handle your own. Because, you know, seriously, that's the biggest thing about this show. You can't screw up for a second or you are going to be on fire from everyone else. That is a fact. So other news today that I did not bring up in that segment we were talking about just trying to get sports back is Bengals with kind of a surprising move. They cut Andy Dalton today. So with Andy Dalton out there, and the rumor was that the Patriots at one point might be trying to trade for him. They had thought that there were a few teams that might be interested. But now if you're the Patriots, whether you were interested before or not, I mean, when we start talking about where's a possible landing spot for him, it just seems to me to be too obvious that the Patriots still don't have a surefire starter on their roster. I know Cam Newton had been at least thrown out there as someone that they should consider, mm-hmm. but Andy Dalton was a guy that, at least from the experts' opinion, was a guy Belichick had liked a little bit. So real interesting to see where he lands. Someone else said Jacksonville might be where he lands, but what do you think?
I think both of those options sound good, and I think it's feasible and they make sense. You have to obviously take into account what's he going to demand from a salary perspective. Market value for him, according to SpotTrack, is $25 million. There's no way I would pay Andy Dalton $25 million a year. No way on this earth would I give him that based on that value. I might give him 7 to 10. I just don't trust that dude anymore. When you go back and look at his career, he's a guy that kind of, you know, he peaked at his best in 2013. And it's really never been the same since from a yards and touchdown perspective. So you're not going to pay him like that. He's had some decent years, but I mean, he's a guy that's literally never led the league in anything other than fourth quarter efficiency one year. Really?
That's yeah, but what? I don't think he's got to lead the league. I just think that, obviously, you got to win football games.
I feel,
you know,
like
you've
got to, at some
manager,
point, I mean, if you're going to demand that
kind
of money.
If you have a running game
gotta,
or not.
Well, but if you're going to demand that kind of money that they're saying that he's worth, you have to have been a league leader in something at some point. And not fourth quarter. Like, at least passing yards. Or, hell, I don't care, completion percentage or attempts or something. He's always just been a dude. Like, he's just a guy. And if you think that you can win with that and go to the Super Bowl, cool, pay him. But I don't think if you're a franchise that you sit back and you look at Andy Dalton and you say, he's a piece to a Super Bowl puzzle. I don't believe that. And that's what I always talk about when it comes to quarterbacks, is you have to make decisions at some point in, can we win a Super Bowl with this guy, yes or no? And if the answer is yes, then you just try your damnedest until the answer changes to no. But you have to ask that question. So if I ask you, Joel, Nick, can you win a Super Bowl with Andy Dalton? What's your answer?
I think yes.
Okay. I'm going to say negative, but that's just me.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I don't think Andy Dalton is a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
This is, well, okay, but here's my rationale, and you tell me if I'm off base. But when you look at it, Brad Johnson has won a Super Bowl. Trent Dilfer's won a Super Bowl. So to say that he can't, when I think that he's better than both of those guys, and his career numbers are going to state that he's already better than those two guys, it just depends on what he has around him. If he has a running game and he has, you know, weapons around him so that you don't have to throw it too much and you don't have to put yourself in a position where you're trying to be someone you're not, I think he can win. I think Cincinnati is a hellhole. It's already been the armpit of the NFL in terms of ruining careers and really not running the business anything less than being cheap as hell. And it costs you. I think that if he gets in the right situation, I think that, you know, not New England, maybe he learned something. We talk about Jameis and the fact that he's going to try and learn under Peyton and Breeze. But if you go and play for a year for Belichick and you have, as we've seen, and of anywhere to a decent to a slightly above average year, people are going to jump all over you next year and pay you top dollar because you've proven you can win. And if and we've seen this from Matt Castle to what Jimmy Garoppolo got with the trade, that their opportunities are going to be provided to you. And or if you just want to prove that you can still play, then you go somewhere else to a Jacksonville or somewhere else where at least there's a chance for you to get some minutes. But I think that because New England doesn't have a starter, he could go there for a year, learn under Belichick, show that he can still do it, and then try and find out maybe a long-term destination.
Okay. I don't know. I don't think you build a franchise or you expect a guy like Andy Dalton to lead you to the promised land. I just don't believe that. I mean, there's guys that I think could but never do. You know, the Cam Newtons of the world. Or I think you could have won a Super Bowl with Cam, or can. But he hasn't proven it yet, but I still think the ability is there. You know, there are others. I think you look at a guy like Garoppolo, and early on, if you ask yourself, could you win a Super Bowl with him? I think he flashed the potential of that for sure. So you ride with that.
He flashed the potential, and then in a lot of people's mind, he crapped the bed once he got into the playoffs. And, you know, remember now, you and I had the discussion over and over again. He didn't have to do a whole lot because they had an above-average, stellar running game. They moved the football. Their defense is top-notch. So, you know, it remains to be seen if Jimmy G can, as you said, not just get there, but win it, especially if it has to somehow come down to being on his shoulders as opposed to just, you know, the team doing what's necessary to win a football game.
Okay. I mean, that's just how judge it is I ask that question. And then my answer is going to be different from yours. You know, we'll probably be right, I would say, on a third or be on the same page on a third of the quarterbacks in the NFL. But then, you know, it's going to vary widely from one to
the
next.
Well, I think the difference is, do I want Andy Dalton leading my team and thinking I got a chance at a Super Bowl? Absolutely not. But if I have the resources around him, I believe that he can be an above-average quarterback. Now, to your point, I don't think he's going to lead the NFL in anything, except maybe, you know, like sacks or interceptions thrown. But Jameis had a corner on that last year. But overall, do I think that he's at least capable of you know, being a veteran that can carry, you know, not necessarily carry, but, you know, not make mistakes and get a team, you know, going in a positive direction? I think he could.
Okay. Well, so, by the way, for the record, Garoppolo put up better numbers than Aaron Rodgers last year, so don't be
Aaron
too
Rodgers
hard on the
wasn't
guy.
Great the last couple years. That's why, you know, basically I know that that's a story that's not going to go away, but I hope something lights a fire under his ass and gets him to play like he used to play, because otherwise he's got more attitude than success right now, and he needs to do something.
Garoppolo had as many touchdown passes as Drew Brees. Now, I know Drew Brees only played in 11 games, but that's not the point, Joel!
Let me just tell you this, Barry. Let me ask you this. If you took Aaron Rodgers and
Jimmy Garoppolo
Jimmy Garoppolo's
Drew
offense
Brees
last year, you think he'd be better?
Man,
the
can
Niners
you imagine
would
the hate
better.
I would get if I made that comparison? Jimmy Garoppolo equals Drew Brees. I should just put that on Twitter and just sit back, put my arms behind my head, and watch the trolls roll in and get angry. What did you ask? I'm sorry.
If you put Aaron Rodgers instead of Jimmy Garoppolo in charge of that Niners team last year, you don't think they'd have done better?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But to your point,
you said it didn't matter who the quarterback was, because obviously, your whole point was Jimmy was just the guy. They did everything in spite of him.
You were just pointing out that Garoppolo's numbers were better than Rodgers last year.
That's just a fact. I mean, where's the lie? They are.
No.
Garoppolo had 27 touchdowns. Rodgers had 26. Garoppolo had a QB rating of 102. Aaron Rodgers, I'm going
to
keep talking.
Care.
Aaron Rodgers had a 95.4 QB rating.
My response to that is, put Garoppolo on
where's
the
Packers the
lie? And tell me they're going to win 13 games. They're not.
Where's
put
the lie?
Rodgers on the Niners and tell them they're going to
that
put up
the
more
point.
Points. They are.
The point was numbers. Where's the lie? The point was
that's
numbers.
Your
Garoppolo
point.
Had
not,
better
not
numbers
the point.
Than Aaron
your
Rodgers.
Point. All right. Stick to your point. We'll be back with more. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 975.
ESPN ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.